Hello, and welcome to Inside the Mind. I'm your host, Kara Crane, and today we are going to be talking about the most important and complex organ in your body, the brain. When looking at the brain, it may just look like a big blob of squiggles that supposedly moves like jello, but in reality, it has to be one of the most intricate and complex creations. The brain is composed of many parts that all seemingly just curve together, but every part has its own very unique and important function. First, let's dive into the three basic parts of the brain, and then we will explore deeper. The brain is generally divided into three main parts, including the cerebrum, the cerebellum, and the brainstem. The cerebrum is the biggest of these three parts, commonly divided into two sections, the left hemisphere and the right hemisphere. The left hemisphere is often associated with functions such as understanding, reading, writing language, logical reasoning, detail-oriented tasks, mathematic and numerical problem solving, following instructions, linear thinking, and controlling the right side of the body. On the other hand, the right hemisphere is usually seen oppositely and associated with characteristics like recognizing patterns, holistic thinking, creativity, intuition, emotional expressions, artistic and musical abilities, and controlling the left side of the body. These two hemispheres are brought together by a bundle of nerve fibers called the corpus callosum. The corpus callosum allows the two hemispheres to communicate and work together. Although both sides sound very different and have different characteristics and capabilities, they both play an important role in the way we think while working together. Now that we've covered the two hemispheres of the cerebrum, we can jump into the four lobes that the hemispheres are broken into. These lobes include the frontal, parietal, temporal, and occipital lobes. The frontal lobe is located at the front of the brain, commonly referred to in the forehead area. The frontal lobe is crucial in helping us make decisions, planning, controlling voluntary movements, speech, and even plays a huge role in developing and expressing our personality. The next lobe is the parietal lobe, which is located right behind your frontal lobe. The parietal lobe is responsible for sensory processing, spatial awareness, and navigation. Next, we have the temporal lobe, which is located near your ears in a place referred to as the temples. The temporal lobe is in charge of auditory processing, understanding language, and memory storage. The last lobe is the occipital lobe. The occipital lobe is located in the very back bottom part of your head. The occipital lobe's job is to help you see and process what you are seeing. I hope you're not too confused yet, because this was just the first out of the three main parts of your brain. Moving on, we have the second part, which is the cerebellum. This may sound a lot like the last part we just covered, which was the cerebrum, but don't get those ones confused, as the two structures are very different. The cerebellum is important for motor movements, as well as helping to coordinate balance and posture. Essential information that makes us unique, like remembering to ride a bike, play a sport or instrument, or even remembering how to type, is all controlled by the cerebellum. The cerebellum is located in the lower back of the brain, below the occipital lobe. Although the cerebellum's size is a lot smaller than all the other structures in the brain, especially the cerebrum, it contains about 50% of all the brain's neurons. Now, finally moving on, is the third main part of the brain, the brainstem. The brainstem's main functions are to regulate vital functions like heart rate, breathing, and our sleep cycles. Diving deeper into the brainstem, it is divided into three different parts, such as the midbrain, pons, and the medulla oblongata. The midbrain is in charge of visual and auditory reflexes and motor movement. The pons connect the cerebrum and the cerebellum while also helping to regulate breathing and facial movements. Lastly, the medulla oblongata manages heart rate, blood pressure, and digestion. Now that we've discussed the three main structures of the brain, we can dive deeper into the more interesting and unique little structures hidden within the brain. First, we will discuss the diencephalon, which is a posterior section of the forebrain. It is made up of the thalamus, which directs sensory signals, the hypothalamus, which regulates hunger, thirst, temperature, and hormonal activity, and the epithalamus, which influences sleep cycles and as well as secreting melatonin. Next is the limbic system, which is in charge of your memories and emotions. It is made up of the amygdala, which processes emotions like fear and pleasure, the hippocampus, which is essential in forming and retrieving long-term memories, and the cingulate gyrus, which is involved in decision-making and emotional regulation. Another key part of the brain is its two important glands. These are the pituitary and the pineal glands. The pituitary gland is referred to as the master gland because it regulates many of the other endocrine glands. Its hormones influence metabolism, water balance, reproduction, and growth. The pineal's main role is sleep, as it is in charge of regulating circadian rhythms and releasing melatonin to help us fall asleep. Okay, now don't get me wrong, that was a lot of information, but there is so much more information I didn't share with you on the brain. We didn't even begin to go into neurons, how they work, different types of brain cells, brain ventricles and their layers, cerebrospinal fluid, white and gray matter, nerves, and the central and peripheral nervous system, and so on and so on. I hope this quick overview of the brain structures and their functions were helpful in helping you understand more how your body works and realizing just how complex you are. Thank you for listening.